Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
You're very welcome to Travel Talk, coming to you this morning from Fort Lauderdale here in Florida. And I'm delighted to be joined by Tracy Vaughan, who is the Senior Vice President for Global Trade Development for Visit Lauderdale. Tracy, so lovely to meet you again.
Oh, we are so happy to welcome you here to Greater Fort Lauderdale. So glad you get to enjoy our wonderful weather and all of our attractions and just experience it for yourself.
Yes, indeed. I remember we had you on the show back in February 23. And not so long ago, and I was telling you that I was, you know, it was on my list, and I've spent 4 days here now. And aside from being what I would consider almost the gourmet capital of not just Florida, but the US, amazing food, weather here, of course, is gorgeous. Really busy time at the moment. You've so much happening here we're going to talk about now, but the canals here, I've done the water taxis, I've been on the Jungle Queen. I've been out to Flamingo Gardens. I've seen these amazing orchids, wildlife. This place really, Tracy, has something for everybody.
Absolutely. And I particularly if you're that outdoors person and you just want to be outdoors year-round, we're that year-round destination, water culture, whatever you want to experience with the water. If you want to be on the water, you experience the water taxi, you did the Jungle Queen, you're getting to see the community kind of behind the scenes. You know, through our waterways, over 480 kilometers of waterways to kind of see behind the scenes and see the community that way. If you want to be in the water, obviously we've got 38 kilometers of beach, beautiful beaches to go swimming, snorkeling, diving, so you can be under the water as well. Our first reef you can actually get to from the shore. It's the one place in the U.S. where you can actually put your diving gear on and swim out to our first reef and actually dive and see the beautiful fish in the reef. It's very, very cool. So, yep, great outdoors. We got it.
Yeah. And I mean, what else was really impressive about here as well? I've been to some of these beautiful art museums. The NSU, I think, is that the name? Right beside, by the way, the hotel we stayed in here, just for people recommending stuff, the Hyatt Centric. We have a Hyatt Centric, of course, here in Dublin. But the Hyatt Centric, beautiful new hotel there, Jeff and his team, fantastic location. The NSU Museum, literally across the road from there and on the block across, and Frank Stella's, the artist there. You have really one of the most beautiful museums I've been into, the Museum of Modern Discovery. I watched a gorgeous IMAX program about the blue whales. And then, of course, there's all these amazing things for kids as well. And that whole Las Olas area where we are, a whole street, long street of beautiful bars and restaurants. Fantastic. Now, spring break, I know, of course, we timed it well, right?
You timed it.
Now, I didn't notice a lot of spring break. I mean, I know down by the beach it's a busy time, but just fantastic. The museum offerings, like so for culture, it's not just, you've kind of got that as well.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing is, I know you came in, it was a little bit of weather here. Is that why it stays so green? We do have rain occasionally. So, you know, there are indoor activities too, and to see this gorgeous museum, it's such a beautiful building, the NSU Museum. I love it. And for kids, you know, you want a day, you want to be off the beach if there is a little bit of weather. The Museum of Discovery and Science, beautiful, beautiful museum. Fun. You saw the IMAX.
Yeah, 5-story IMAX 3D. Incredible.
Yeah, exactly. So, and all of that's right there, walking distance of where you are in downtown Fort Lauderdale at the Hyatt. And then just taking a stroll down Las Olas, again, all of our unique bespoke restaurants that just line that area along with some cool boutiques and stuff. And then there's the Riverwalk, just to walk down the Riverwalk and just see the beautiful yachts and boats. And just, you know, when we talk about people watching, well, we like to boat watch, you know, just go down there.
Oh, yeah.
Some really cool restaurants right on the water. You know,
amazing. I mean, it is the playground of the rich and famous. Now, we sailed past Mark Zuckerberg's yacht yesterday.
Yeah.
I heard people talking about it on radio. I think it was only 300 million, Tracy. I think he got it for a snip. I did try to see if he was on board to get a chat with him, but I didn't seem to find him anyway. But That was amazing. Now, the Jungle Queen, this fabulous cruise that you put us on, this dinner entertainment cruise, this was really terrific. And what I loved about it was the way you went through the canals, it was like events, but all these, and they tell you who lives here, who lives there. That yacht is this, you know, and that's pretty amazing. Done in a very subtle way, of course. And then we went to this lovely little island, which is just at the end of the trip. And there was shows on there, juggling music. There was a great comedian guy, Josh Rosen, and he did the most amazing impressions of presidents. You know, beautiful crowd. You know, he did Trump, Biden, Obama, but world class stuff. I mean, like he had us rolling around the place laughing. It was great. The food was amazing. And I think that's been going here for years. But I'd say to anybody when you come here, you have to do the Jungle Queen.
It's such a great experience. It's rather iconic. And it's just such a great way to experience the waterways. And you see how far west you go. I mean, you're leaving from Fort Lauderdale Beach and you're heading fairly far west to their little island for this entertainment. So truly you're seeing in all the yachts, you talked about the yachts that you see and stuff. And it's we are the yachting capital of the world. And you're seeing that.
Oh my goodness,
really true. Because you go by some of the biggest marinas that we have and you see just yachts and more yachts when you're on the Jungle Queen. And then, of course, you know, we're the Venice of America. And again, you're experiencing that firsthand.
Amazing. Yeah,
and,
beautiful.
Such a fun evening. So there's so many places here just to go and enjoy and have great entertainment, great food. But that one's that's a must do.
Yeah, and the other, I mean, I really enjoyed. We got the water taxi as well. You go from stop one, we went over to four, and then we changed to Hollywood. There is Hollywood here as well, folks, in Fort Lauderdale. And Margaritaville, the famous Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville, the Landshark cocktails. We were sitting looking at the beach, the full moon, palm trees, live. There's free shows there 5 nights a week. I mean, it was like a Caribbean island. Beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful, beautiful spot. And right there along the Broadwalk that runs all along Hollywood Beach. It's just an incredible space.
Yeah, and that's Broadwalk, guys, by the way, because it's not Boardwalk, it's Broadwalk.
Broadwalk,
and I like Broadwalk.
I do too. and everybody here does. It's where the locals go, like to go and just be in the outdoors. You can bike it, you can rollerblade, take a walk on it. It's wide enough that we can all be there. And it's just from morning till night. It just, you know, and it's, if you're out at Margaritaville staying there or any of those properties along Hollywood, it's so easy to go, you know, to just walk in the evenings to go find another restaurant. And there's just so many cool little restaurants down there.
Yeah, I think you were saying to me, 140 languages are spoken here. So, I mean, that's reflected in the variety of cuisine and restaurants, because, I mean, the food here is really amazing.
The food is amazing. And in any type of cuisine you want, we've got it here. And it'll be local. That's what I love best. You know, those small little restaurants you just happen upon, those are going to be some of the best ones that you're going to find.
And I must say as well, the house on the river, just to give a little shout out to James Campbell from Tralee, who we met there. He runs that place. And Ebony brought us there for brunch. Amazing brunch. And you're sitting on little hammocks swinging and you bottomless mimosas, you know, living the life, the sun. Beautiful place with great history there as well. And apparently it's haunted, but we didn't sort of meet any ghosts. We got out into, but great, beautiful spot with all these little private rooms. You can have parties there. The house on the river. Again, another, it's like you go back in time in there.
Yeah, right there on the New River, which is so gorgeous. And again, I'm sure you were watching boats go by on a beautiful day.
It's a water lover's paradise here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So coming up, I suppose, Tracy, now for the season, just to tell people, amazing things happening here. Cricket World Cup in June. Ireland are playing here, Tracy. What date?
It's in late June. I want to say June 19th through 21st. And then there we've got four different games happening, eight different teams playing. So we're very excited about that.
Brilliant. And you have the World Cup coming to America in 26. So it's going to be games here as well.
Absolutely. And I just want to share, you know, that Inter Miami play here currently in Greater Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, we saw Messi walking along in his shorts, cool, having a coffee.
And Messi lives right here in Greater Fort Lauderdale. So we like to tell everybody when you come to see Inter Miami, you're actually in Greater Fort Lauderdale. So
yeah, brilliant. So lots of exciting things. Now, for people when they want to come here, of course, you've loads of accessibility. What I'm doing as well, we're going to head down to Miami for a few days, but the Brightline train, which is fantastic, goes from Orlando all the way to, it stops off here, of course, in Fort Lauderdale and goes on. It's only 35 minutes to Miami. So if you fly to Miami, it's literally 35 minutes on the train here, which is fantastic, isn't it?
It is. It's so true. And I just tell people that, you know, you don't have to have a car when you get here. People kind of think if you're in the U.S., you do. But really, truly, you can fly into Miami. You can take the train up. We actually have a little program here called Circuit, the little golf carts. They will take you within a certain radius within the city for free.
Yeah.
And if you're staying downtown where you are at the Hyatt, you can take a circuit out to the beach, vice versa. Of course, the water tax we've already mentioned, but that's a great way to get around as well. So lots of ways to just be here. And if you're in a community, we have 8 different beach villages along our coast here. Each one of those little villages, if you're in that village, there's restaurants, there's everything you need right there. Certainly you want to explore, but lots of ways to get around without having to be bothered with a car.
Yeah, and great. I mean, you've got, of course, Fort Lauderdale Beach, Lauderdale Beach. You've got quieter ones as well for people if they want to go a little bit up the coast, which is only 5 miles away, which is brilliant. Also, which I love, the Hyatt Centric in Jeff there, they have a free shuttle as well. So they've got a Tesla guy. So within a 2 mile radius, first come, first serve, you book your free shuttle and they'll take you anywhere within 2 miles, which was great as well. Very nice. And we were up at the rooftop in the courtyard by Marriott, which was right near this brilliant place called Hatch, which does the best breakfast you'll ever have. Amazing pancakes. Stunning place inside, new concept here as well. That's a great spot to stay. But I mean, you have so many beautiful hotels here. And I thought as well, Tracy, that the value here was very good. You know, you're getting good bang for your buck here in Fort Lauderdale. I noticed that, which is nice, of course, for families and kids as well.
Absolutely. And there's such a variety in hotels. I mean, you're talking about the Hyatt, and then we have this beautiful courtyard, such a different concept for the courtyard with the rooftop pool and bar. It's so cool. Such a great spot because you can look out and you can see the beach, you can see the port. Just so amazing and so beautiful to be there. So we have the range in hotels, the diversity in hotels. So we have all ranges. And just like you said, you can find the value and you can get accessibility, get around. It's easy.
Yeah. And I could see there three, you've got Celebrity, you've Royal Caribbean, you've Disney coming here all year round. Great spot for people to spend a few nights here, catch a cruise. So 5 ships, 5 cruise lines this year coming in here.
In the summer, we have a lot of ships coming in right now. That we're in season right now. Every day ships are coming and going. And this is season. Winter is our season for cruising. But actually this summer, we're actually going to have 5 ships that are cruising during the summer. A lot of times those ships go out to Europe or to Alaska. But this year we're going to have 5. And Disney came here last November. And they are going to be year-round. And so we're super excited about that. You mentioned Brightline. For those families that are going to Central Florida and doing Disney and then they want to get on a ship, easy to come down on the Brightline, spend a couple of days here, get acclimated, and then you get on a ship and come back. So we're seeing a lot of that happening right now as well. So we're excited about having all these ships coming in.
Brilliant. No, fantastic. And you love cycling, biking as well. The hotel, the Hyatt as well, they give you free bikes as well, which is lovely. You can cycle down to the beach. So absolutely, you do not need a car here at all.
We have Broward bikes, which are the little bikes you can rent as well.
Yeah.
Easy to do. So I highly recommend that. And like where you are on the Hyatt, it's so easy to hop out on Las Olas, bike path there, get out to the beach. Again, bike path all up and down that. You can literally bike that entire beach, that coastline, and it's gorgeous. Yeah. Highly recommend it. I recommend going in the morning and catching that sunrise up over the Atlantic Ocean. So that's my insider tip.
And we had full moon last night. And by the way, folks, if you want to go to Hatch, this is the first time I ever saw this. You give them a picture of yourself from your phone and they put your picture on your coffee. People have said, I have a great face for radio, Tracy. Now I've got a great face for coffee as well. Get Jessica to do that.
I'm here to vouch for that. Yeah, I vouch for that. You look good in coffee.
Absolutely.
You wore it well.
Brilliant. But look, I feel totally reinvigorated, batteries charged. Thanks a million, Tracy, for chatting to us today. What is the best website for people when they want to book stuff and come here?
Absolutely. It's visitlauderdale.com and come visit us.
Great stuff. Tracy Vaughan, thank you so much for chatting to us on Travel Talk today.
Thank you, Ed.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine.
106.8.